Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright
with tonight's guest, author of Unthinkable, Marcel Kuhn.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Ali Gabriel. I am Mark Leger, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I so love learning from our guests, and I have been enjoying so far getting to know and learning from our interview guest and reading his book, Unthinkable. I am not that far into it, and already I'm being inspired and I'm excited about this interview, but also that it brings to mind things. It's like, yeah, that's right, and oh, I agree with that, and oh, I'm glad to be reminded of that. And it's interesting, one of the things that it reminded of was that how we set ourselves up for failure so many times. I remember growing up, there was something that I like used to bother me when people used to say, like, hey, what's up? Nothing. Already problem right there. Nothing. same old. No, it's impossible. It is literally impossible. And so I loved it right in the beginning of the book. Our guest says, science suggests that over a 7-year period, we replace all the cells in our bodies, some more rapidly than others. But in this time frame, essentially, the body that was there 7 years ago no longer exists. I get it. And he goes on to say, I'm certainly not the same person I was 7 years ago. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm a new person with a new life. And I like that because I've heard about it, read about it, studied it a little bit about what parts of the body changes. Like some parts of the body change within like a few months and some a couple years. But overall, science seems to be saying exactly that. 7 years were different. But what about psychologically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? So that excited me. And then another thing already, I just have to say, and then we're going to get into this conversation, but in the writing so far, I am also reading stationary water becomes stagnant and murky, but when allowed to flow freely, it remains pure. And he goes on to say, it's no different with us. We all need to flow to be in our purest state. So we're going to talk about flow. Right, Mark?
You know, while we're flowing, I was thinking that you probably already replaced a few of your cells during this monologue.
And during the reading of this book, that should be a warning.
I'll tell you what, I'm really excited for both of tonight's guests, but Marcel I've met in person. He's one of the game changers, another game changer from the Epix global community. But when he shows up, his authenticity, his genuine enthusiasm, his smile, his authenticity is just, it's fantastic. And I really enjoy his presentation. I'm looking forward to what he has to say tonight.
Me too. And talk about showing up. He's showing up. It's 3:00 in the morning where he is. So we're really grateful to have him live with us. He is Swiss visionary speaker, author, coach, father, dreamer, and soul surfer. Welcome, Marcel Kuhn, to Life Changes Show.
Hi there.
There you are. Welcome.
Welcome. Hi.
It's so good to have you on, and I can't wait to dig into flow and everything that goes with it. So let's talk really quickly, because you look like a surfer, but as you know, your spirit decided, your soul decided, you were born someplace where people didn't really surf, right?
Yes, exactly. I was born in Switzerland, so in a landlocked country. So I didn't have access to surfing at the earliest stages of my life.
And so how did surfing come into your life and why? Because it seems to be a big part of your flow.
Yes, exactly. So water was always a part of my it was always my element, always a part of my life. I was swimming, doing triathlon. And when I was 17, I had the amazing opportunity to be a foreign exchange student in California. And that's when I was inspired to go surfing and to learn it. And it has become a passion, a lifelong passion since then.
So in your book, you and even in your bio and all that, you talk about soul surfing. So you literally mean surfing is like part of your soul, or is good for your soul, or your soul connects with it. What do you mean?
All of the above. So for me, when I'm surfing, when I'm sitting in the ocean, I feel connected to something greater than myself, because you're like one little part of the ocean, and the ocean is part of you. So it feels like you're connected to something greater.
So what happens when you're surfing? Like, what are you thinking about, or what are you not thinking about? Like, what is your experience?
When I'm in the ocean, I don't really think anything. It's I'm just present in the moment. It's just a moment of bliss, and I just feel really grateful to be in the water and be connected to something greater. And of course, not all moments in the ocean are easy. It's like being flow. You have up and downs, and sometimes the wave break on you and push you to the ground, and sometimes you ride the wave. So it's just an experience of, you know, from the whole spectrum.
When you and I were speaking earlier, and you were saying these things, and that's why I'm asking you to say it again, because I was thinking something that I'd never made the connection, and I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if we could describe our life like that? When we are in our life, that we feel part of something great, and then use all the other words you used.
You mean me talking about flow in life?
Well, yeah, you actually might get to this in the book, but I was thinking, it wouldn't it be great if we could all feel, when we are in life, when we wake up in the morning, when we experience something during the day, that it's like the surfer, like that experience you feel on the water, where you're not thinking, where you're going with it, where there is challenges, but you're flowing. And that's the idea that you're putting forward, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So I used surfing and the ocean as a metaphor for life. And like in the ocean, in life, we have ebbs and flows. Everything goes in cycles. And the waves in life are the opportunities, but also the challenges. And if we don't get attached to those opportunities and failures, we actually are in flow and we ride the waves of life. So sometimes a challenge comes to us and we duck dive, like in surfing. We deal with the challenge, we take a decision, and then we move on. What takes us out of flow in life is actually when we are indecisive, when we don't take a decision, then we are out of flow and we become stagnant.
What is the stoke?
The stoke is like the fire in your belly. So that's what the surfer used to be psyched or to be stoked, to be happy. And I think, or I feel whenever I'm in the ocean, I feel this excitement. Just I have a huge smile on my face and just enjoying life. And I bring this kind of stoke to my everyday life. And I'm really passionate about being a dad and being a coach and being able to live the life I'm living now in flow.
So as we go through life, like you were saying, sometimes the waves might take us where we don't know or where we're not comfortable. And it doesn't mean that it's all easy. So during those times, and knowing without getting into it, but I know some of the things that you've been through in life, not fun. So does one get excited about those, saying, oh, good, I'm having one of those terrible things happen to me? Or what do we do with those moments?
I think that the word I use in the book is surrender. So it's not giving up, but giving in. So flowing with it instead of, attaching to it. So it's surfing is really a philosophy or a sport of non-attachment, right? You adapt quickly. And I feel that resilience is actually not about being tough. It's about adapting quickly and being flexible. And that's how you stay in flow.
So it seems like you're already living your life in this in so many ways, because you've just released, congratulations, it's already made number one in like three different countries, or four or five. Unthinkable, right?
Yes, exactly. Last Tuesday, I published my book.
Very exciting. And so great to have you on our show right after. As a matter of fact, I know this is your very first interview ever. So thank you for letting us be your first. So unthinkable. You already are living in this experience in that you did not set out to write Unthinkable. You actually did set out to write a book, though, and you even wrote a book. It wasn't this one. And then you flowed into this one, right?
Yes, exactly. When I started the writing journey, that it came to me out of a situation that I was faced with a loss of a family member, and this being faced with mortality inspired me to write a book. But that, at that time, it was about the question of success and fulfillment. And it over the years, over 7 years, it turned into this book that you hold in your hands right now.
So interestingly enough, it almost seems that this book was made possible by that book. Do you feel that?
Yes, exactly. So the first book turned into the second book. And yes, that through this circumstances, through the flow of life, it was made possible to be about surfing now.
So what's interesting is that so much of what you have come to understand, you learned from in the research for the first book. So I really like that you came to understand something that some of us never learn. Some of us learn, as you say, at our deathbeds. And what is that when it comes to success and fulfillment?
So my assumption was really like a conventional assumption. I thought when I started this journey, I thought that in order to be fulfilled, you have to be successful first. And that whenever you get the job, when you get the house, when you get the material success, then finally you will be happy. And over the years, I realized that actually nothing that you can get, nothing material that you can get will ever make you happy. Happiness and fulfillment is a state of being, and it's not connected to the financials.
So I feel that potentially we've been taught this so that we produce more, so we consume more, so that we are occupied with a different aspect of our lives. Yet at the same time, I wonder, So you're certainly not saying we could just be happy where we are and not do anything else, just be happy. right?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm actually now I live the life of my dreams, just being able to impact people, to inspire people, to coach, speak, and write. But I actually do much more work, I do the most impactful work now. So I'm not saying that you can't just sit, because there is a balance between waiting and inspired action, and that's true in surfing. So if you paddle all the time around, you will always miss the right wave, and if you sit still all the time, you will also miss the wave. So you have to find the right balance between taking inspired action and waiting, and you have to find the right balance for you between structure and freedom.
You are speaking from experience, and so you had the successes, you did the job, you had a career, right? You had all that, and realized what?
Yes, I had a role in corporates. I was doing continuous improvement for 16 years, and I've worked in Tokyo for 4 years, and had a chance to be in many places. But I realized that it didn't get me the lifestyle that is good for me. So I wasn't in my element or in my conditions to thrive.
So, and then you realize that in order to, it's not being happy is not necessarily achieving all of those things, which come from what? Where did those ideas come from that you were, if you did all that, you'd be happy? Where did it come from for you?
I call it the thinkable life, and the thinkable life is created by the expectations of society, from parents, from colleagues, from the surrounding. And I feel that a lot of this I created myself. I put a lot of pressure on myself, because my family had a family business that actually my great uncle invented the pressure cooker in 1949. So they had a successful family business.
Wow.
And in the later stages, in the 1960s, they were actually helping Tibetan refugees to get housing and jobs in Switzerland. And then they built a monastery. So this was my model of success, that my grandfather and great uncle were building this amazing company that expanded internationally. So I thought that I should be successful like my grandfather and great uncle, and then do philanthropy and impact when I'm successful. So this is maybe like the model of Bill Gates, you know, being really successful and then creating a foundation. So this was the model I've seen. It's not that it has been taught to me, but it's more your role models, you observe them and then you copy them. It's not that they tell you to be successful, but it's just what you feel gets you the right things in life.
So that actually might have been their flow. That might have been flowing for them. But it obviously wasn't for you. And it sounds like you have found more of your flow. And you've also found a way to describe flow that is very interesting. Before we go on a quick break, FLOW, tell us what you've come up with that.
So the acronym that I use for flow is Find Love and Oneness Within.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean to you, and why?
I realized that to be in flow, you actually have to be connected with yourself, with your deeper parts, because everything you attract outside is what you are inside. So to live in flow, you have to be really in self-love and taking self-care of you. Then you can do the unthinkable and be your best self.
Very nice. Well, I know that you did a lot of interviews. You interviewed a lot of people that were successful. And you asked a series of questions. And there was a question I really liked, and I don't know that I've ever asked anybody. So when we come back, along with other questions, I'm going to ask one of the questions that you asked people. And that question, I'll give it to you now, so you don't have to guess. It's, what questions do you ask yourself on a daily basis? I really like that. So we're going to be talking more with Marcel Kuhn when we come back. His book is Unthinkable: Life Teachings from a Soul Surfer. And you could find all the links to his social and his website at lifechangesshow.com. But the main one is unthinkableliving.com. And his book is available there. It's available where books are sold. We also have links for that. And a really interesting video there on the page for Marcel Kuhn at lifechangesshow.com. When we come back, we're also going to have our Ask Dorothea segment. And a little later on, we're going to be joined by our performance guest, Ollie Gabriel, all on the Life Changes Show online edition when we come back after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, and our guest is Swiss visionary, speaker, author, coach, father, dreamer, and soul surfer. He's author of the book
That's unthinkable.
Unthinkable. Well, I'm thinking about all these words, actually, because you, Marcel, play with the words, because there's the thinkable life and the unthinkable life. And it's interesting because it inspires even beyond what you're sharing. So tell us about thinkable life versus unthinkable life.
So for me, the thinkable life is the life that we feel to live from the expectations of society. So it's more living in the logical mind and planning a lot and doing what society tells you to do and what your parents tell you to do. So this is what I call the thinkable life.
And the unthinkable, again?
And the unthinkable life is really living in your heart and creating from your heart and living the life that you are supposed to live for yourself, that are true to your gifts and talents. So it's really following your purpose.
And a phrase that comes up for me that people use a lot is beyond belief, right? We seem to limit things with our mind, but in your view of living an unthinkable life, it's beyond limits, beyond what would be thought of as possible.
Yes, exactly. So unthinkable is actually like a word play, right? When something is unthinkable, you cannot think it, but as soon as you think the unthinkable, it becomes thinkable and therefore possible. So that came up in my interviews, that I realized that the people I interviewed, they were actually doing what other people thought was impossible. That's how I came up with this term.
It's a great term, and those are the words that come up for me, is unbelievable and impossible, and that we wouldn't, or and unimaginable, because sometimes we're not imagining our life beyond how we're thinking about it, and therefore thinking thinkable life versus unthinkable life. So great words, and I like the acronyms too. Obviously, we talked about flow. You have an acronym for SURF.
Yes, we came up with. So I had a support, ghostwriter and support to make this book happen, and we came up with this term over the last 2 years of SURF. And SURF stands for surrender to an unthinkable reality through flow.
It's so deep. So thank you for that. And then remind us about through flow, meaning
the flow is stands for find love and oneness within.
Right. You know, I know that. So we've already touched on this, but I find it so strong. It comes up for me because you said that you used to put what you thought were successful people on pedestals, right?
Yes, and exactly.
Then what did you learn about them?
Yeah, so when I started the journey, I thought I would interview 1,000 achievers, world-class achievers. And they should be living a successful and fulfilled life. And I was really always in the beginner's mindset. And I thought, wow, they are so amazing. And I don't know anything. So I wanted to look for answers. And when I interviewed those people, they are all amazing. And I realized that we are all extraordinary. Every one of us, each one of us. And so doing the unthinkable is actually very personal for each person. Doing the unthinkable is something else. So it's not, it cannot be measured by material things.
And you came to learn that being successful, like you with, obviously we're not going to mention names, but you experienced that some people that were successful were not feeling fulfilled. Did you find that if somebody was fulfilled, have you come across somebody who was fulfilled who didn't look successful, at least not to the naked eye, so to speak, but maybe they felt successful if they were truly fulfilled?
So I had really amazing conversations, and I had a conversation with one person who was in a camp in Papua New Guinea. And he wanted to immigrate into Australia, and then he stranded in this process center of immigrants, and he was captured there for 6 years. Mm. And so he had the opportunity to teach the fellow inmates English. And so you would say if someone is not in freedom, he cannot be successful, but he learned that you can be successful in any situation or fulfilled, and by helping, teaching others and impacting the lives of others.
Mm, What does it mean to you to impact the life of others?
I feel my mission is to inspire people to live their unthinkable life. So by sharing my stories, I can bring a smile on the faces of other people and make them help them to be their authentic self. This is what I feel is impacting other people. And it doesn't have to be millions or billions of people to make a difference in the world. If I impact you, Filippo, by what I say, and you get a real insight, then I have impacted you. And with that, you may impact many others. So for me, a real insight is when you have an epiphany, a learning that changes the rest of the trajectory of your life. That's the real insight.
I like that. And what I like to add to that, at least when it comes to you, I get a sense of sincerity, and I get a sense of honesty and connectedness and care. So when the learning or the inspiration comes along with that, I think that's the greatest and strongest combination possible for possible impact.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
So before I ask you the question that one of the questions that you would ask other people, I find it fascinating, and I loved what you said about the fact that so your book released this week, and you did something, you went someplace because you wanted to be in your element. Tell us about that. I love that.
Yeah, so I had the great opportunity to come to Ericeira, Portugal. So because the book uses the metaphor of water, the ocean, and surfing, I wanted to be around surfing. I wanted to be surfing when I launched my book, because that's when I'm in my element. That's when I'm at my best, most inspired, and the most in flow. And that's why I set up this lounge like that I came to Portugal for 10 days. And just being in my best state, I can be.
So it's interesting, as we look at when we're launching our businesses or we're working on a project, to be surrounded by the elements that inspire us or give us energy, or we draw energy from, and the people too, right?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. It's also about the people, but I'm very. I'm, you know, at some stages in my life, I need to be around people. So I thrive on human connections, but other times I need to spend time alone. So I have both. Like, I'm partly introvert and partly extrovert. So I need both, and being in the waves, in the ocean, that's actually when I get a lot of energy and strength and inspiration. It feels like I'm connected to something greater, and all the great ideas come to me. Whenever I sit in the ocean, it's like being channeled the whole time. So for me, I actually spend most of this time alone. So I do surf, then I'm alone, because everyone in surfing is for themselves. It's not really a social activity. It's more like everyone goes for the waves themselves. And otherwise, I need the connection to people, and I need to get the message of my book out. So I need to be connected to people. But today, you can be connected worldwide if you have internet.
And here we are.
You know, and speaking of changing trajectories, I was thinking about, you know, you were talking about contrast and your contrast being the introversion and extroversion and needing to listen to yourself. But there are so many analogies on the journey side of surfing to the hard challenges of life. You know, I think about all the, you know, from rip curls to being pitted to being thrown up on the rocks. And, you know, there's so many different challenges that can be used as metaphors. I really think, you know, while we talk about flow and the achievement zone that you want your listeners to achieve, I think it's brilliant to really bring that whole aspect of, you know, the adventure into their view.
Yes, indeed. You want me to elaborate on that?
Yeah, feel free to.
Yeah. So I think what you mentioned with the contrast is really amazing. And I think a contrast that I see in my life is like the balance between freedom and structure. And I think to create from the heart, you have you need a certain level of freedom to be able to create. And when I'm actually in flow, my creation is exponential, and I'm not stuck in the linear and in the predictable. I don't know if this makes sense for you right now. It's really deep.
It is really deep, and it makes a lot of sense. And I wish we had the time to go on and on, but I promised I would ask this question. So one last question before we go. What questions do you ask yourself on a daily basis?
Yeah, I have this one big question that I ask myself is, how do I disrupt today? That's the question I ask myself. And the other one that I also ask, if this is possible, what else is possible? So I challenge myself to do something unthinkable each day. That's a daily habit I have. And that's, you know, habits are about structure. And then most people, you know, believe in habits, and they also believe in the power of habits. But every structure has a limitation. So it's really important to have a ritual to disrupt your habits.
Well, actually, I think that's the video that we have up on the website. You dunk yourself in what looks like really cold water. That's the video we have. That's pretty disruptive. Right?
Yes. And you would find this is fighting, you know, being tough. But actually, cold water, it like surfing, it's about surrender. It's about being calm when everything around you is disrupted. So actually that's what surrender is about, you know, staying calm inside when the whole world around you disrupts.
Nice. And for some people, that's unthinkable, but unthinkable is exactly what we've been talking about today. That is the book that was just released. That's already a bestseller in some countries. Unthinkable: Life Teachings from a Soul Surfer. That soul surfer has been our guest, Marcel Kuhn. Marcel, thank you so much. I do want to remind everybody, we do have links to all the social media for Marcel on our website at lifechangesshow.com. But go to unthinkablebelieving.com to find out more about him. The book is there, and the book is also where books are sold. Marcel, thank you so much. This has been such a pleasure. And it feels like the first time of hopefully many.
I hope so too. I'm looking forward to a catch up again.
This has been wonderful. Thank you. All the best to you and your book. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Clarissa from New York, and I am grateful for your advice regarding my health issues and am making progress already. And now I would like to know how to handle the fact that I am a member of a very dysfunctional family and they don't get me at all, and this causes me much pain and anxiety. In fact, two of my sisters hate me. This hatred prevents me from attending some family functions, and this is very hurtful and disturbs me so much that it leads me to doing things that no longer serve me. How can I stop this craziness?
My dear Clarissa, sometimes our birth families do present major challenges. Mine did, for sure, and some members would continue their behaviors towards me if I had not chosen healthy boundaries. I wrote letters to those family members telling them that I loved them very much and that I would continue interacting with them only if they would treat me with the respect and love I deserve. Some of them responded beautifully, and we have a good relationship today. The ones who didn't want to respect me are no longer a part of my daily life. I wish them the best, and they live in my heart and are in my daily prayers. But I no longer waste time trying to get them to love and respect me the way I deserve. I love them, and yet I choose to love myself more. I have learned to focus on the relationships that I have where mutual respect and love is given and received. I learned years ago that in addition to having a birth family, we have soul families. The souls of my friends and loved ones who are like-minded and vibrate at my frequency are the ones I focus on and choose to spend quality time with. This choice has led to a much happier life, and I don't miss the trauma and drama of needing anyone to love and approve of me. I encourage you to choose to love yourself enough to remove yourself from the craziness, as your reactions are not serving you. Let's find a way for you to focus on those souls who honor and respect you. And I look forward to seeing how this creates a better life for all concerned. I believe it will help you understand healthy boundaries and how to create them by checking the topic out on the internet. Verywellhealth.com and positivepsychology.com and therapistaid.com provide some really good tips and guidance on creating healthy boundaries and how to stick with them. Please check them out and let me know as you progress to a happier and healthier state of mind with your relationships.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our performance guest, Ali Gabriel, here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition, right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to dorothydonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, and our performance guest is a multi-talented singer, songwriter, rapper, actor, and producer, Ali Gabriel. Welcome to the show, Ali.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm excited, and I love how we've come to know you through Marcel, and you and Marcel both met serendipitously, and it's kind of like it's about the flow thing. Obviously, you two were meant to meet, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So kismet. It's. I'm so proud of Marcel and the Unthinkable book, and know that it will impact the lives of a lot of people. So, yeah.
Well, he said a lot of beautiful things about you, and then he said, go read the preface, I think, was written by you in the book. So it's all in the family here. And you too, also, him with being in Portugal and having to get up in the middle of the night, and you with having just left the studio where you've been recording a new song all day or something, and here you are. You keep showing up. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
So you are there. There's soul. There's heart. There's care. We'll talk more about some of that. But where did this all get wrapped up in music for you?
Well, I think for me, at a really young age, I realized how much of a vehicle for channeling emotion and impact and ideas that music was. Music for me shaped my life in bad ways and also in positive ways. Once I became more conscious of the type of music that I put into my system, I just think I just feel really blessed that. At a very young age, I understood music as more than entertainment, and I understood it as really more frequency and medicine. And I've always used it as a healing mechanism.
And how did you know about that?
You know, honestly, Filippo, I feel that. Not to get too much in the woo-woo, but...
That's okay. You go.
Yeah. I really feel like, you know, my soul in this time around, I kind of came here with that information. I mean, I remember at a very young age, being able to, because I grew up in church and I was my church musician. So, you know, if you grew up in a Southern Black Baptist church, then, you know, you understand how powerful the music is to the whole service. And so being behind the organ or being behind the drums and being behind the piano, I got a different perspective of how what I was doing on the keys or what I was doing on the drums, how that made a difference in people in their experience with God and their opening up to God. So I saw that, oh, this is way more than just sound. It's the universal language for a reason.
Well, your first song, well, the first hit that you had was called Running Man, and you just released recently a song called Traveler. There's a theme here. We're not going to get to hear Traveler, but it is on our website. You could go there and see the official video, and it's available, of course, where music's available. But tell us about Traveler, because that's fascinating.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, Traveler is really a song about our souls and flow, as Marcel was speaking to earlier. It's really a song about realizing that no matter where you go physically, your home is always within you. Your home can be your, you know, people say home is where the heart is. And the, one of the cool things about Traveler is, and in the video you guys see, I actually shot the music video for that while I was walking 635 miles on the Camino de Santiago. So I recently completed that and took 35 days, but you know, it was the longest I'd ever walked. Before that, I probably walked maybe 4 miles, maybe 5 miles. <Wow. laughs> But what I learned from that and that inspired the music video for Traveler. But what I learned from that is how we are all not just connected, but we're actually, from my perspective, we're all the same. Like we, you know, because I met so many people from different walks of life and people were walking for different reasons. And there was a really common theme of why people were walking. And it really just further solidified for me that all souls are on the same journey. We're all just walking each other home, right? So yeah, that's what Traveler's about. It's about seeing yourself in others and recognizing your face in every face that you meet so that you can have more compassion and never forgetting that you're not alone.
I pulled up a calculator. Were you walking like 18, 19 miles a day?
It was closer to 20 because I was making a film while I was walking. So, you know, everyone else was just walking, you know, to get to the destination. I was walking with 35 pounds of camera equipment, me and my cinematographer that I brought with me. So, you know, we're setting up the camera, walking, coming back, packing up the gear. So we probably every day did an extra, you know, 3 to 5 miles of walking than if we were just, you know, if we had just been walking. Plus we had much heavier backpacks. They say you're only supposed to be packing about 12 to 15 pounds, and we both had like 35 pounds.
And you were making a movie. And you were acting and doing
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go watch the video again and see if like, okay. So now we're going to get to hear a song that you've also recently released. And then we're going to get to hear a song that is releasing tomorrow. So this is really special. So thank you for being with us. We're going to get to talk a little bit after the first song. But what's the first song? You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. So this first song is the most recent song I've released. It's called Living Alive. Living Alive. And this song for me is kind of one of my favorite songs that I've made because it's super funky. It's got some hip hop vibes. It's got some soul vibes. But I love the message in it because it's asking a lot of questions. You know, it's asking you. You think it, but can you be it? You eat it, but are you tasting it? You're looking at it, but are you facing it? So it's asking the listener, are you living alive or are you living to die? Because I feel like so many times, you know, when you're focused on a destination, and a lot of times as I've been there in the past myself, where I'd be so focused on a destination as if tomorrow was promised or as if there was somewhere that I had to get to, and it was almost like I was living to die. I was trying to get to the end as fast as possible. Mm-hmm. And I've switched the way that I live life now to a place of I'm living alive. As back to Marcel and the Unthinkable book and Flow, it's like about being in the moment and having every moment, being able to feel really alive in each moment. So this song speaks to that.
Here we get to hear it here on the Life Changes Show, Living Alive, Ali Gabriel.
Yeah. You watch it, but do you see it? You think it, but can you be it? You touch it, but do you feel it? You hear it, but are you listening? You eat it, but do you taste it? You're looking, but can you face it? You running, but do you chase it? Will you use it or will you waste it? Are you living?
Are you living?
Are you alive?
Are you alive?
Are your eyes open?
Are they open?
Or did you die?
Are you living?
Are you alive?
Are you alive?
Are your eyes open?
Are they open?
Or did you die? You gotta ask yourself. But are you moving? You're dancing, but are you grooving? Are you rushing the waiting line? Are you working to sell your time? You aiming, but are you hitting? You're driving, but are you driven? You're playing without an aces. Will you use it or will you waste it? Are you living?
Are you living?
Are you alive?
Are you alive?
Are your eyes open?
Are they open?
Or did you die?
Or did you die?
You better ask yourself.
You're living where you're living alive.
You better ask yourself.
You're living where you're living alive.
You alive.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, great question. Great question. Great beat. Great everything. Great vocals. That choir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
that
you.
That choir. And then you cracked me up. Dead people. Y'all don't say
that. Hey, because it's like, hey, dead people don't say nothing.
Okay. You're, this is the truth. All right. So the OllieGabrielShow.com, that's where you can find out. Well, one of the places you can find out more. And Ollie is spelled O-L-L-I-E, Ollie Gabriel, the OllieGabrielShow.com. And then Ollie Gabriel on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. Find Ollie Gabriel where music is sold and listened to and all that good stuff. Any place else we should be sending them to? Because we're going to talk about Wizard of OG.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, no, the my website, the OllieGabrielShow.com, and when we talk about the next song, we'll get into my upcoming project, and we'll talk about Here Come the Blessings.
Yep, absolutely. So let's talk about The Wizard of OG.
Well, The Wizard of OG is it's really funny. I named my company The Wizard of OG probably about 7-8 years ago. You know, that's my corporation's name, and I remember every time I'd go to the bank and stuff and I'd be doing stuff, like, people would always be like, oh, like, that's a cool thing. And I just thought it sounded cool at first when it first came to me, but over the last couple years, really like the last year and a half, I begin to reinvent myself, because I realized that I had been living in a partial version of myself. I wasn't living alive. I was living within a box that I had created, an identity that was no longer serving me. So I begin to think about, you know, how can I expand out of this box? And the box that I was in personally was a box that I felt limited into the kinds of music I can make, you know, because I'm very versatile, and I do so much in the music world, and you know, my gift is speaking to people through music in all different forms. And I was really in a box, and I got to a place after COVID and where I realized that, you know, this can all be taken away from me. I literally, in a span of a month, went from having, you know, a calendar full of shows to now all the live gigs are gone. And I'm thinking, like, okay, how am I going to make a living? And I realized that the gift that I had, and all these songs that were sitting on my hard drive, and all these amazing genres from like pop, like you just heard, to rap, to country, to R&B, all these things were just sitting here because I had been waiting for someone to give me permission. These movie ideas that I had, these scripts that I had, I've been waiting for someone to give me permission to make the movie or to write the book. Or like Marcel said, I was thinking that, well, once I'm famous here, then I'll do this or that. And so I decided, you know what, enough is enough. It's time for me to be in service to the world with my gifts, to live through my gifts, because the gift that I have it's not for me. I have the gift so that I can, the information can come through me, but it's not for me to hold. So I said, you know what, I'm going to just start releasing music, and I'm going to release all the music that I want to release. And I'm not thinking about what genre it falls in. I'm going to be a wizard. I'm going to have people, I'm just going to just put out what's on my heart. And so The Wizard of OG is about embracing all the parts of yourself, all the parts of your creative genius. And I hope that it inspires people to step into the things that they have always wanted to do, but they've never given themselves permission to, maybe because they feel like, well, I don't have enough experience here, I'm not the expert here, or people know me as this, how am I gonna go and do this thing because people don't know me as this other thing? So that's what The Wizard of OG is about. It's about being a wizard, creative genius, because I believe we're all creative geniuses. We all have our own wizardry, and it's about fully stepping into that.
Wow. Well, there it is. Beautiful. I can't wait to learn, well, get to experience more of what comes out of The Wizard of OG experience. And You, I think in way of introduction of this song that's coming out tomorrow, you're going to talk about something very special that also shows your heart, that I imagine is part of the divine genius that you're tapping into in using your gifts to support others. So please share with us about that.
Yes, absolutely. You know, one of the things that my journey from being in the music industry for a long time, and you know, for a large part of that, I just wanted to be famous. I just wanted to be chosen, and I wanted to. I thought that if I was famous, then I would be loved. And I got to a place where, you know, I achieved some success, and it still didn't do it for me. And that's when I realized, like, oh, like there's nothing. There's nothing I can get that can make me happy or make me feel worthy. And I decided that if I was going to stay in the music industry, I was going to use my gifts for good. I think there's enough celebs and enough artists out there that are, you know, and it's no shade on them, but there's enough celebs and artists that are doing things from a place of ego and more like, hey, look at me, you know, I've got more money than you, I'm better than you. And I wanted to do something different. I just didn't want to be another singer. And I wanted to use that music as a vehicle for change, the way I saw it when I was a kid growing up in church and things like that. I wanted to make an impact with it. So this project that's happening now is really, really near and dear to my heart, because my upcoming single, Here Come the Blessings, it's a song about, you know, manifesting and opening yourself to receive and just really claiming all that is yours, like claiming your dreams and claiming them, speaking them in the now, and knowing that everything you want is there for you. It already exists. And while I was walking on the walk, 635 miles, I was in so much gratitude, because even though my knees were hurting and my ankles felt like they would snap at any time, and you know, I was walking through thunderstorms and all the other things. Wow. I was so grateful because I had the ability to walk. And it made me think about, you know, all the other people who couldn't walk. And in the past, I've done a lot of work with, like, the Challenge Athletes Foundation, who, you know, they support disabled athletes. And my first video, Running Man, I featured a Paralympic athlete in that video. So I've always kind of had this place in my heart for telling, for uplifting, you know, not the underdog, but uplifting other people. And for this particular project, while I was walking, it hit me. It was like, what if I could use my music and my next project to help people walk? And when I finished the walk, I put out some feelers, and I got in contact with someone who was on the board of this amazing organization called Hope to Walk. And Hope to Walk is a nonprofit that provides prosthetics, free prosthetics. They 3D print prosthetic legs for the world's poorest amputees. And they're in Guatemala, they're in Tanzania, and a couple other developing countries around the world. So, you know, over the course of the last 6 months, I've been putting together a plan with them to help amputees walk. So my new project is, I released a book that's going to be coming out in June, and it's a coffee table book with images from the walk. But the book also has QR codes that allow you to access music like Living Alive, like Here Come the Blessings, a lot of other music that I haven't released yet, as well as like voice memos and insights and like all kind of really cool exclusive content and visuals from my journey. But what's really cool about it is each book is connected to a prosthetic leg. And so when you purchase a book, you are purchasing someone a leg. And once once you order the book, it takes about 8 to 12 weeks for them to, you know, fit the leg to put it on a patient. But what's the best part about the book is on the day that the patient, the amputee rather, goes and gets the leg, I went to Guatemala a couple months ago, and about a month and a half ago, and we trained them on how to shoot the videos and things. But you'll get a personalized thank you video from that amputee on that day.
Wow.
And you get to see them take their first steps. When I was there, I saw a kid who was 18 years old. He got, and this is actually in the video on the website, herecomethablessings.com. So if you want to learn more, you can go to herecomethablessings.com. The kid in the video, I met him there, amazing kid. He didn't speak English. He speaks Spanish. So I speak a little Spanish, but they were translating for me. And he got in a motorcycle accident 2 years ago. He hadn't walked in 2 years. Him and his mom, they came down like 3 hours on a bus. And granted, keep in mind, these, you know, in Guatemala, they're making on average about $3 a day. The average prosthetic costs $5,000. So in a country like that, if you lose your leg, it really affects not just your life, but your whole family's life.
And it's for life, usually.
And it's for life, exactly. Yeah. And they're amputating legs over there for reasons like here, you know, we could get a shot for, you know, whether it's diabetes or an infection. And over there, because they don't have the medicine, a lot of people have amputations who didn't necessarily have to get an amputation, but because of the lack of the medical infrastructure. So this kid, I got to see him walk for the first time in 2 years, and I mean, everybody in the room was in tears. The kind of impact that we're going to make with this book, and I think it's something that I haven't seen before, and this is the kind of things that I want to continue to do with my music and the content that I put out.
You'll have your fame, and at the same time, though, it feels like it pales in comparison to what you already just have in your heart, and what you've shared today. I'm moved. So let's just go to the song. Thanks for letting us world premiere it here on the Life Changes Show. It drops tomorrow. Here Come the Blessings, Ali Gabriel. And you just heard all about herecomethablessings.com. We'll remind you of that when we hear this song.
Here it come.
Here it come. Hey. Here it come. Here it come now. Hey. Here it come. Here it come.
I was dreaming,
yeah, yeah.
I saw a light, it was beaming,
girl, it was beaming, girl.
It was beaming, yeah, yeah. And then the vision was clearer,
girl, it was clearer, girl.
It was clearer, yeah, yeah. That it was me in the mirror,
me in the mirror,
just shining. I told me, claim what you believe, yeah. Cause you got everything you need, yeah. Just gotta open and receive it. Go in and let the blessings in. For stressing, here come the blessings,
here come the blessings.
Everywhere I go, my cup overflows. I'm manifesting, no time for stressing. Here come the blessings,
here come the blessings.
Here
they come, here they come,
here they come.
Here they come, here they come,
here they come.
Here they come, here they come,
here they come.
Here they come, here they come.
Last night I was praying,
while I was praying, while
I was praying, yeah. Heard a voice, it was saying,
y'all, it was saying, y'all,
it was saying, yeah, yeah. I gave you all of the power,
all of the power, all of
the power, yeah, yeah. So take the world, cause it's ours,
so
yeah, it's ours. You told me claim what you believe, yeah. Cause you got everything you need, yeah. Just gotta open and receive it. Go ahead and let the blessings in. Time for stressing, here come the blessings,
here come the blessings.
Every
Here come the blessings. Herecomethblessings.com. You heard all about it. Thank you for sharing that. And then the AliGabrielShow.com and then Ali Gabriel on social media. We need more of you, Ali. We need more of you.
Thank you, Filippo. Thank you. You will definitely get a lot more from me, so stay tuned.
And do let us know when the book comes out in June so we could share on with all of our fan base as well, which I'm sure is now your fan base as well after hearing this. Ali, thank you so much. All the best to you.
I'm so grateful for you guys. Thank you so much.
What a pleasure. What a blessing, actually, to have Ali Gabriel on the show, sharing his heart and his music, his passion. And also Marcel Kuhn. Thank you both. A big thank you from all of us here at the Life Changes Show. And for all of you listening, on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.